You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello, glory to God. This is the 31st of December, 2022. This is your pastor and friend, Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme, coming to you again with the last edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast for the year 2022. So we bring this year to a close and begin to experience the new year, 2023. It's good to wrap things up with God and also to begin with Him. So bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Lord, you are good and your mercies endure forever. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies that endure. And we thank you for bringing us to the end of another year. A lot of ups and downs in this year. Difficult times that you've brought us through. But we are ending the year on a note of victory, and for this we give you praise. We invite you into our midst once again as we look through your holy word. We ask that your power will be mighty, your grace will be awesome. Let the name of Jesus be exalted. Heal the sick tonight. Let us not enter the new year with infirmities. I pray that you make us whole. I pray that you speak into our lives. Speak life and speak light. Let the gloom and the darkness depart. Let hope fill our hearts as we enter the new year. Let good things come our way. We thank you because you hear us when we call, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We thank God for this year, and we thank Him for Miracle Wave Broadcast. This December was marked our first anniversary on radio. And many have been blessed. I'm sure you have been blessed. Let us know. Send us a WhatsApp message, a voice note, or can send us a WhatsApp message on the line, which we'll call out to you at the end. We'll be happy to read some of them on some of our broadcasts as we enter the new year. Many people have been saved. Many people have been healed and delivered from various forms of addictions and problems. We had someone coming to us with a problem which she thought was the end of her, but the power of God set her free. She visited us at church, and she testifies now that the Lord has made her whole. Sicknesses have been healed. People who are living in secret sin as Christians have called. We've prayed with them. The Lord has made things new for them, and we believe that the coming year will be exaggeration. There's going to be so much more multiplication of what God has done already. And your life and my life will never be the same. As we are ending the year, we want to just ponder on beginnings and endings. We see how God has so fashioned the world. Right from creation, the Bible tells us that God created the world in stages and in phases. And the Bible speaks about 6 days of creation and how He rested on the seventh. And the Bible tells us how each day started and it ended, so that there was a first day. In verse 5, the Bible says, "And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Okay, so that was the end of a cycle. The very first day of creation, the very first day of this particular existence. Okay, it happens right here after God has created light. And then the Bible speaks about the second day. Evening and the morning were the second day. Evening and the morning were the third day. So you see how God is introducing beginnings and endings. so that everything that he does has a time it starts and a time that it ends. Hallelujah. And there's a reason for all of this. The wise man, the preacher, spoke about how there is a time for everything and a season for every purpose under the heaven. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Then it speaks about beginnings and endings, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, and it goes on, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. So he was telling us how there are times and seasons for everything on earth. Okay, so there are different cycles. The cycle of day and night, there are seasons, there are months, there are weeks, and all of these are various cycles that end and begin. So you start on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then you start another cycle. You start your morning from 12 midnight, then you go through 12 noon, then you have another 12 midnight, and you've started all over again. On the 24-hour clock, the 12 midnight is 0-100 hours. Okay, so there are various cycles in life, and why does God allow things to end so that something else can begin? One of the main reasons he does this is to allow you to begin again and to begin better, so that if something is going a certain way which is not favorable, it's not desirable, it's not admirable, when a cycle ends, you have a new slate, okay, on which to begin again and to begin better. That's one of the reasons why we have these cycles that repeat themselves. And one such cycle is the end of a year and the beginning of another. Interestingly, many people approaching the end of the year are thinking about doing it better the next year, thinking about the things they did wrong, and people end up making a lot of New Year resolutions. Unfortunately, most of these resolutions amount to nothing, but it gives you the idea that someone wants to do something better, wants to do something new, wants to do something more profitable, more lovely, more rewarding in the new, okay, that they did not do in the old. And that's one of the reasons why there are these cycles. So as 2022 is ending and we are entering 2023, you should take advantage, I should take advantage of the end of a cycle to leave certain things behind and take advantage of the beginning of another to take on certain more desirable traits, more desirable attributes in our lives, in our families, in our walk with God, in our relationships with others, in our businesses, in our careers. Okay, so 2022 is ending. Always, I don't have enough time to say everything I want to say, but you can begin to think about it. What things have happened this year that you don't want to repeat? How has your life been? How has your relationship with your wife or your husband been? Have you been a faithful spouse? Do you want to continue in the new year that way? Have you been a good father? Have you made time for your children? Or you are busily just creating wealth? Nothing can replace a person. Okay? Nothing can replace a person. Nothing. No matter how much money you have, when someone is lost, that person can, money, no amount of money can replace the person. If all you are thinking about is the money, and your life is being lived, or your children are living their lives without you, okay, all the money in the world cannot fill the void that you have left and the gap that you have created. You want to continue in this new year the same way? You know what your children like, or you just assume that because they are your children, they like what you like. Do they fear God? Have they been exposed to some of the harms in the society? Are they nursing same-sex attraction? How will you know when you are so distant from them? Do you want to continue the same way? How about your wife? How about your spouse? Have you been a good husband? Have you been a good wife in the past year? And do you want to continue the same way in the coming year? Could you be better? Could I be better? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves as we are ending the year and beginning a new one, and decide and pray and believe that with God's strength and divine enablement, we can see better days and do better stuff and achieve better and achieve more and do things right this time as we are entering a new year, so that we enter the year with hope and convictions about what is right and what needs to be done. As a Christian, have you been faithful to God? Faithfulness is not just about marriages and relationships, but as a Christian, you've been faithful to God? Or you have been a Christian who has also served other gods? You have been a Christian whose love for God is questioned? Jesus questioned the love of some of the churches in Revelations chapters 2 and 3. He said, I have somewhat against you. You have lost your first love. He said, you don't love me anymore. Is that the case with you? And he told them that you have to repent and go back and do your first works. Otherwise, I'll come on you quickly and I will take away your candlestick from its place. This is serious stuff. What would Jesus's report about you be, and what would his report about me be? These were words he spoke to the church of Ephesus when he was telling them that you've lost your first love. You don't do the stuff you used to do for me before. Now you are so busy pursuing this career or that career. The newest thing in town is degrees. Interestingly, these degrees have these sandwich programs which will hold people away from God, away from church, away from ministry work for years. I mean, because they have to do weekend something. And it's not as if you have two lives to live or lead. This same time that these lecturers are demanding from you, it's the same time that God is demanding from you and demanding from me. By the time you are done amassing all the degrees you could have, would you still have any left in you to pursue God's call that is on your life, to pursue things that are of divine interest and things that are of eternal value and eternal reward? I was privileged to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus this dawn, and I'm so sobered by what I experienced with him. He took me to three places. I can't speak about them now, if he permits me. Over the course of our broadcast, I may share some, but more likely I'll be sharing some things at church tonight at the watch night service. You should be somewhere tonight praying and asking for God's help. It's a sign of pride when you don't pray. It means you don't need God. Yes. And when you don't need God, the Bible says God resists the proud, There are things that will happen in your life that will make you know that you do. But when you know you need him, even though it appears in inverted commas or commas that you don't, but you understand that you do, because the Bible says the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh to direct his steps. When you know you do, even though it appears you don't, the Bible says God gives grace to the humble. That's why we go to pray tonight. We are going to pray for grace. Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We are going to pray tonight to find grace to help us in time of need. As we are entering the new year, it's God alone who knows everything that lies in our path. But as we depend on him and call on him in prayer and trust in him, as we meet those things, we will find there is grace to help in that time of need. So you can join us at Miracle Way Church. We are at Chichiware in Kumasi here. And in Koforidua, we are at the Waterworks Junction. Just at the junction, if you are coming from the Bedtime Hotel area, we are the first church on your right-hand side. Go there and be blessed. If you are in Kumasi, yes, you can either come through the Sokoban Kwaoma Road or the Kochi Kokobin Road. You reach Chichiware Town, you just descend from the Chief's Palace. That's if you are coming from the Kwameni area. Descend from the Chief's Palace. You see our signboard there. Beautiful red and blue signboard, Miracle Way Church. Just take the right and you find us there. Come and let's call on God and tell him that we need him and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. But 2023 has to be better than 2022. We need to have a better experience with Jesus. Sometimes you've served him and you don't really know him. You know about him, but you want to know him this year. He's so real. I remember a lady at work. She was a nurse at the time, and she told me one day that she's having a crisis of faith. She doesn't believe or she doesn't know whether God is real. And I was so surprised. That's so many years ago, because he's so real to me. And I said, how can you think he's not real? I spoke with him today and he spoke to me. Is that real? The experience with God, is that real? And the Bible says that you shall seek me and find me if you search for me with all your heart. If you haven't found him, you haven't found that place of that reality and that true experience with Christ, maybe you haven't sought with all your heart, because he said when you do, you will find him. And this year should be the time when you experience Christ in that kind of indelible way, where he leaves that kind of mark on you that you can't be the same again. That experience that Paul the apostle had, that Zacchaeus had, that the other apostles had, that marked them for life, that scorching experience of the fire. Someone who has really encountered the fire of God, how can you be the same? There will be marks on your body. There will be scars on your body that show that this person has had an encounter with fire. There are sins you will stop. There are unholy things that you touch that you stop. Or people you touch in unholy ways that you've got to stop. When you meet Jesus that way, when you have met him like Joseph did, you will not be frolicking with Potiphar's wife. He will say, how can I do this thing and sin against my God? That's an Old Testament believer, man. But he loves God so. See, this issues that we have in the charismatic church of people being in church and living in sin and singing in the choir and sleeping around and all that nonsense is because there is a lack of depth in relationship with Jesus. But this year, you can do it better for yourself. So there's so much that has to happen and can happen and should happen in your life and in mine as we are ending one cycle and beginning another. And as we call on God in prayer and we purpose in our hearts and believe in Him and depend on Him, the coming year can, should, and will be better than the former. Let me just read Isaiah chapter 43 before we pray from verse 18. He said, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old." You may have some bad memories from the past year. I think there's one thing I can share with you before I go. When Jesus came to me, this is not the first time He's visited me on the 31st of December. It's been happening for a while now. But last year, I did not have the encounter. Last year was a difficult time for me. Around this time, my mom had taken severely ill, and we're working for God, but it was very difficult. We're believing God to bring her out. Eventually, she passed on, but it was a very challenging time for me, I must say. So, I last year I did not have the encounter with the Lord like I usually do. And to my utmost surprise, it actually made me weep when He came to me today. He spoke about my mom that had passed, and told me that He knew that it had been a difficult year. And He explained some of the circumstances under which she passed. And He explained to me why He allowed it to happen. And He put His arm around my shoulder and just gave me like that kind of manly shake. And He said that I should take heart. And I don't know how, I can't explain how that made me feel. And you can tell even how I'm speaking has changed. It meant so much to me. I did not expect it, of course. I mean, I was thinking about His work. But those were the things that Jesus said to me when He came to me tonight, this dawn. And I'll never forget it. Thank you, Lord. And He really strengthened me in that regard. And after that, He took me to three places and told me a lot of things, which I can't share now, but maybe another time. But there may be things in your year as well, which you need not hold on to, heads that you need to let go and let God. You don't forget the people, but we don't remember them in sorrow. We remember them in victory. Because Jesus said that in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Glory to God. It's going to be a better year for you. As you let go what needs to be let go of, and you take hold of the new things that God is doing. Bow your head with me. Let's pray. you want to choose Jesus tonight, maybe you are not going anywhere, you're not having the service any place, but you need to choose Jesus. That's the beginning of a walk with Him. He's so real and He loves you so. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight, wherever you are, I want you to pray this prayer with me as your own. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming into this world for me. You suffered and died for me. Jesus, tonight I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my all. I will live for you, and I will serve you all of my days. I believe you are the Son of God, that you came into this world, you suffered, you died for me, and you rose on the third day. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go, I want to pray for you. This night, you may be listening to me from the hospital bed. I know how it may feel. You may have a family member who is sick and your head is all in turmoil. And I'm praying with you right now. Just believe with me. I feel the power of God that heals the sick here strong. Let healing power flow into your life now. Let healing power flow into your family now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's someone listening to me. You are at the brink of a divorce, but I speak restoration of that home. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good home. It's a good marriage. Don't let it die. You can get in touch on the lines that will be called after the prayer. That family must survive. That family must survive. I rebuke anything that is fighting that family. I rebuke anything that is fighting that home. And I speak life where there is death. And I speak light where there is darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak peace over every troubled soul. There's someone who is confused about Christianity because of some experiences you've gone through. Jesus said, I should tell you to take heart that He cares about you. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be healed of any pain or ache in your body. Be loosened from anything that holds you bound. May you enter the new year with strength and power. Let it be a blessed year. May you experience God's faithfulness and goodness in every way. And may you have testimonies on your lips. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. We love you. And we will be with you again in the new year for our first edition of Miracle Wave Broadcasting 2023. It's going to be one not to miss. We love you, pray for you, and we believe in God's best concerning you. God bless you. We'll be with you again next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.